Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 10th of June 1971. The title is Searchlight, the Means to Prepare the Field of Service. What three lines on each one's forehead is Baba looking at? Can you see your own lines? Just as three lines are shown in the image of the memorial of the father, in the same way, what three lines are visible on the foreheads of the saligrams? Have you ever seen your forehead in the mirror? In which mirror have you seen it? On each one's forehead, one line or sign is that of victory. The sign of victory is the trident. The trident is the sign of victory, that is, the sign of success in your thoughts, words and actions. A trident is also shown in the images of the Shaktis. So, there is this trident which is a sign of victory on each one's forehead. Another sign or line of the trident is a bindi. The third line is the long line under the trident. That is a sign of having a clear line and being careful and also clear. There should not be any obstacles on the path in between. So the third sign is of constantly moving straight on the path. So, Baba is seeing all the three lines or signs on each one's forehead. Everyone has these lines, but they are clear on some and not so clear on others. So, have you seen your lines? You have the trident, the clear line, and also the bindi of the stage of soul consciousness. Bhagats apply a sign of the tilak on their forehead. You do not need to apply it on your forehead. You can constantly recognize your stage through these lines on your forehead. All three lines should be sharp and clear. Only then will you be able to be an image that grants visions, that is, you will be able to make your task successful. Now you are going on service. You have to start giving the searchlight to those souls from now. Have you already started this, or are you going to start to do it when you go there? The light from a searchlight reaches into the distance. So, you have to give this searchlight from here. You can select the souls. If you start this task from here, when you go there, you will be able to see the visible proof. Do you walk and move along whilst being a searchlight? Or is it only when you sit down that you become a searchlight? You have to carry out the task now of constantly being a searchlight and creating an atmosphere in all four directions, so that as soon as you go there, the souls who are going to come close can easily attain their fortune through the attraction of the atmosphere. Because now, you have to show a thousandfold success in very little time. Previously, it was a different time. There was more time used and less success attained. However, now you have to create plans whereby you attain a thousandfold success in very little time. Before creating the plans, you have to become plain. If you become plain, the plans will take practical shape very well. Only by you being plain will the plans be carried out very well. What plans must you have after becoming plain, and through which you can constantly attain success? Baba is telling you this in just a few words so that you never forget. Firstly, You have to remember that you are all united. That is, all of you are following the directions of one. Secondly, through your words, you have to constantly remind yourself and others of the name of one. And thirdly, there should be economy in your activity and in your actions. There should not only be economy in wealth, but also your words. There should also be economy in your thoughts and time. So, there should be all types of economy in your activities. There should be all these three aspects. Following the directions of one, constantly taking the name of one, and having economy. You must take your every step and put your thoughts into words whilst constantly keeping all these three things in your consciousness. Whenever there is any exchange at any time, remember the one slogan, a child and so a master. When you have to present your ideas, present them as a master. But when it is time for the ideas to be finalized, become a child. Neither be just a master nor just a child. At the time when you have to perform any particular action, at that time you must have this stage. And when you serve other souls, always pay attention that as well as serving others, you also have to serve yourself. To stabilize yourself in the stage of soul consciousness is serving the self. First of all, check whether you are also serving yourself. If you are not serving yourself, there will not be success in serving others. Therefore, just as you tell others that to remember the Father means to remember the self, and to remember the self means to remember the Father, in the same way, to serve others means to serve the self. You must also keep this in your consciousness. When you go to do any service, always think that as well as doing the service, you are also carrying out the cremation ceremony of your old sanskars. The more you carry out the cremation ceremony of the old sanskars, you will accordingly receive respect. All souls will salute you in their minds. One is to salute physically with the hand, and the other is to salute with the mind. They constantly sing praise in their mind, for just as one type of bhakti is external and the other is in the mind, so to salute externally is not a big thing. However, they will salute you with their mind. They will sing the praise of the Father that He is the one who has made you like this. Secondly, you will make them bow down with their determined ideas when they hear of your elevated ideas. So, that is like them saluting you, is it not? You have to make effort so that others salute you with their mind. You must not create bhagats who do everything externally, but you must create those who salute you with their mind. Only these bhagats will change and become knowledgeable. The more you surrender your intellect, that is, keep it clean and engage it in the remembrance of one, the more you will become a mirror. When people go in front of a mirror, they see their own form, even if they do not wish to see it. In the same way, when you constantly keep your intellect surrendered in the remembrance of one, you will become the living mirrors. Anyone who then comes in front of you will have a vision of his own self and will easily experience his own form. So, you must become a mirror through which others automatically have a vision of themselves. This is good, isn't it? They can tell from a distance that there is a searchlight there. No matter how big a gathering you may be in, even amidst a gathering, they would be able to tell from a distance that you are a searchlight. That is, you continue to show the path. You are the searchlight who shows the path. You are the searchlights who show the path of knowledge and yoga through the searchlight. And when you go from here, having this determined thought, you will become that practical form on the basis of having that thought. If you have the thought that you are the victorious jewels, you have the form of victory, your words and actions will also be accordingly. Your actions are filled with victory on the basis of your thoughts. The tilak of victory is already applied on the serviceable souls. Service means to have the tilak of victory. This is the serviceable group that is now going. Those who do not spend even 1 second or 1 thought without doing service are serviceable. This is such a group, is it not? When you especially go for service, you have to pay special attention to the self. You are not doing ordinary service, but special service. If you do ordinary service, then you have an ordinary consciousness. When you have to carry out a special task, you have special remembrance. So, you must not maintain an ordinary consciousness, but a powerful consciousness. When you constantly have a powerful consciousness, the atmosphere will be constantly powerful. Because of having a powerful atmosphere, no soul will be able to leave that atmosphere. Only then will they easily be able to salute you in their mind. Always make the lesson of Haji, Haji firm. The more you say Haji, the more everyone will sing praise of your victory. You are going to reveal your form of being a Shakti and a Pandav, are you not? The horses are going on a tour to make souls sacrifice themselves in the yajna. You have already surrendered yourself. You must become completely plain. You must not take any burden with yourself. There were 5 Pandavas, but all of them followed the directions of one. You say that all of you are one. This is the first group that constantly keeps an example of one. By constantly reminding one another of being the embodiment of remembrance, you will all be united in following the directions of one. All 5 Pandavas had the speciality of following the directions of one, but each one also had his own speciality. What is the speciality of each one? You have to harmonize with everyone and make every task successful. Each of you should take 1 special duty. Each of you should relate the responsibility of your special duty. Even whilst being in a gathering, when you give the cooperation of your speciality, everything becomes easy. What speciality will each Pandav show? In terms of the souls, all of you are Pandavas and also Shaktis. Do you know your own speciality? Constantly maintain your zeal and enthusiasm and a stable stage. No matter how much others try to defeat you through many things, when you speak a few powerful words and give them powerful drishti whilst being the embodiment of experience and stabilizing yourself in a powerful stage, they will consider themselves to be paper lions. It will be just as has been shown in the images of the goddesses when devils came to oppose them in a fearsome form. They became like animals, that is, totally senseless in front of the goddesses. No matter how important or sensible others may be, no matter how many forms they may try to adopt in front of you, in front of your being, the embodiment of experience, and of your drishti of soul consciousness, they will consider themselves to be senseless. No matter how many types of forms they may try to adopt in front of you, people have always portrayed a buffalo under the feet of the goddesses. No matter how sensible and knowledgeable someone considers himself to be, a buffalo is completely senseless. They will come in front of you with one form, and they will go away from you in another form. A memorial of the Shaktis has been shown how devils come to oppose them in a fearsome form. And when the arrow from the Shaktis hit them, their form changed. This is why you must always remember that you have become instruments of the Almighty Authority, that you are the messengers of the Almighty Government. When you discuss anything with anyone, do not allow your mind to be disturbed. Those people are able to read thoughts through the power of silence. This is why, even if you hear anything, you must not allow yourself to be disturbed. You must not allow there to be a difference between your face and the stage of your mind. You must remember this mantra. Just as when you are not able to control something through words or through any other method, you chant a mantra or perform magic, so when you see that something has come in front of you, use your vision of soul consciousness and the mantra of Manmana Bhav, and they will become a buffalo from a lion. You know how to use magic, do you not? All the systems have begun here. The use of mantras and powers has all emerged from here. You can make your thoughts take practical shape through your vision of soul consciousness. They have occult powers, whereas here you attain success through using the accurate method. It is just a slight difference of words. Occult power is only for a temporary period, but the correct method of remembrance brings eternal success in your thoughts and actions. These people use occult powers, whereas you attain success in your thoughts and actions through the method of remembrance. Acha. Om Shanti.